Mills County Judges Report, July 23rd, 2020, recorded July 22nd. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and now through the Mills County website. There are several post-COVID first currently being planned. First of all, we will have required public hearings. The first one will be August 17th, and it is the statutorily required hearing on the county budget and tax rate for the coming year. Neither is expected to be controversial, as we will spend less than in previous years and the tax rate will be decreasing. I'll have the final tax roll this weekend, and by solving a fraction in which the county budget is the numerator and the tax roll is the denominator, the tax rate will make itself apparent. Since this hearing will be lightly attended, it's a good test before we get to the public hearings on wind farm tax abatements, which historically have drawn a far bigger crowd. Here is how I think a public hearing will play out. Primarily via the internet using Zoom, broadcast via YouTube, and dial-in phone lines for people that prefer that technology. We will likely ask people that want to speak to sign up in advance. Commissioner's Court will create rules of engagement, much like we currently use in our routine court meetings, which will include limitations on time per speaker, possibly a limit on the number of speakers on each issue, and so forth. There will be some capacity for public in the courtroom, but with masks required in the courthouse, seating with 6 feet of separation, and bathroom and elevator capacity limitations, the number of people that can physically be present will be quite limited. The budget tax rate hearings will be the morning of Monday, August 17th, and will be published in advance in the Eagle, along with the YouTube address to watch the proceedings. A date or dates have not been set for the wind farm tax abatement hearings, but they too will be advertised in the Eagle at least 30 days in advance of any hearing. The second new item will be District Court jury trial, currently scheduled for August 24th. This will be the first time since the COVID pandemic. The summonses will be going out soon, possibly next week or so, and we'll have more instructions than usual. So if you get one, be careful to read it. It is not the usual. Besides all the routine information, there will be an enumeration of COVID risk factors and a questionnaire regarding symptoms and potential exposures, as well as a number to call in advance if you have any of these. The summons will instruct potential jurors to show up not at the county courthouse, but at the Methodist Family Life Center. Potential jurors will have their temperatures checked and will be asked screening questions upon entrance to the Family Life Center. Then, in widely spaced seating, the usual selection process will occur. Once the jury is selected, the actual trial will be held in the district courtroom in the Mills County Courthouse, except that the jury will be seated out in the district courtroom and not completely seated in the jury box. Public seating will be limited to the third floor balcony and in spaced seating. On the COVID front, I'm seeing more and more masks around town. But it's not if it's a majority, it's a very small majority. COVID is spreading rapidly in the counties around us. It has closed government offices in Comanche and Hamilton County and a few eating facilities. My information will be out of date by the time this airs, but our local health authority reports 15 COVID positives in Mills County, of which 4 have recovered and 11 are active. In addition to the 11 active, there are the usual assortment of probables, pending test results, out-of-county residents testing positive but working in Mills County, and so forth. Cases are in all area of Mills County, Mullen, Pretty, Goldthwaite, and the nearby rural areas. Several vendors are working on vaccines, but no one yet knows how long immunity lasts. It's also likely that the virus evolution will cause a slightly different vaccine to be needed almost every year. So far, avoidance is the best protection. That means distancing, mask when you cannot distance, hand washing, and so forth. That's about all we can do for now. This is Ed Smith, your county judge.